Welcome to Wat Zij Wil, meaning what she wants in Dutch. This is the podcast for women with a goal in mind. In this podcast, women share their greatest successes as well as their daily challenges. Wat Zij Wil is made possible by Zalando. Just like us, Zalando wants to inspire you to go for your goals. Your host is Hennen Shalouki, creative entrepreneur and founder of Inclusified.
In this episode, I talked to Cynthia Bolingo, Belgian athletics champion in sprint. Her talent was discovered at a school competition and everything has changed since then. She became a Belgian champion 5 times already, and she just got qualified to participate in the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Cynthia shares her motivation and passion for athletics and why her personal goals are so important to her. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you so much.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, and you? How are you?
I'm really good, and I'm really happy to talk to you today. After, I believe you received the news yesterday,
yeah.
or the day before. Yeah, yesterday, that you are qualified for the Olympics.
Yes, of course. Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you so much. But first of all, I would like to thank you for having me. It means a lot for me, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm really happy for you that you're going to the Olympics. I know that was a big dream of you. How do you feel?
I feel like very happy and also satisfied, because I think this season I had a lot of pressure and about myself, but also about different goals that I would like also to set. So I'm very happy and satisfied about that. But also because it's like a PB, new national record, and I got my ticket for qualification. So what else? So yes, I'm very happy.
Amazing.
Yes, and I'm very, very proud of myself. And I can say that I'm proud of myself. So.
I like that. I like that you can also say that. Yes. Like, I'm proud of myself.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, because I think it's very important that you do something great, like to say, okay, I do it by myself, so I'm proud of me. So I say that.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to talk about the Olympics later. But first of all, let's start at the beginning. Where did your sports career start?
I think I started like track and field in 2008. But for real, if I want to be honest, at the beginning, like, I wasn't interested by sport. Like, it wasn't my business to play a sport.
really?
Because I like this so much. Like, I like the sport so much. But when I was very young, for me, the most important thing, it was just like, I don't know, like to play with my friends or with my brother or something like that. So for me, it wasn't my business. But I think like day after day, and also I have to say like I had the big opportunity and so the big change to train with a big group and also with the funny and beautiful person that I had. So I think for that, I was like, okay, I enjoy to say them. So I was, okay, if I put my mind to it, I think I can do something great. And yes, I think day after day and year after day, I say, okay, if I invested like myself a lot, I can do something great. But at the beginning, I wasn't very interested by track and field for real.
Yeah, I think like when you say like when I was a child, basically you liked to play around with friends. I think every child is like that,
yes,
right?
Of course, yes.
There aren't many children that are like born with,
yes,
with like a certain skill or a passion.
Yes.
But I like the fact that, you know, you've kind of changed your mindset,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then I think you were 15 when you really started,
yes,
in athletics.
Yes, I was 15.
So how did that start?
But I think I have like a big change of my mind, like a big step after winning some national competition, you know, traveling in Europa. And also after that, I think I have a discussion with my ex-coach, and he said to me, if you invested yourself, you can do something great. But you know, when you are like young, it's a little bit of bullshit. Yes, okay, you say that. But, okay, you say that. But me, I just want to play with my friends. And
because they say it to all the kids, like every kid is special,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, of course. And also in 2012, when I decided to move and to discover another thing, another health with a new coach, like my current coach, Carol Ban, she's a woman. Mm-hmm. I think I took a big step in my life, in my career. Mm. And after that, yes, I can say that it was a big step of my career because my mind changed a lot. And also, like, my coach, she's more than a coach. She's like my big sister, like my best friends. And she pushed me so we a lot, like every single day. She encouraged me. And I think that, yes, she was, it was like a big step in my career. And
yeah. Yes. And I think like having the right people around you, mm-hmm. that really makes a difference.
Yes, of course. Because I have a great family. My two brothers, like, I love so much bigger. And also my mother, like, yeah, I have a lovely family and also a very, very good friends. And yes, my coach, like, that I say, she's more than a coach. She's like my best friend, like also my big sister. And when I'm with her, it's very different because the pressure, it's like, okay, we have some pressure, but it's very different because she has always like the good words to talk to me.
She knows what to say.
Yeah, she knows what to say. So yeah. So yes, for that I'm very blessed.
And did you combine it with school then? Because you started at such a young age. Did you still go to school? How did you manage that?
Oh, sometimes, yes, I have to admit it's very complicated to manage with school because sometimes I'm just very tired and so exhausted because I just want to sleep, but I have to study because I have some exams and also to travel because I have some competition. So for real, sometimes very complicated, but this year, I have like a lot of discipline about my study and so about track and field. So I think this year it's a little bit easy because with the coronavirus outbreak, I don't have to go to school because it's with my PC or something like that. So it's very different. And also like my mindset for this year, it's very different. And for real, I have two big goals. It's about Olympic Games, but also about my study because for real, I want to have my degree. So I work for that. And okay, sometimes it's very complicated because I'm exhausted to manage with all, with my sponsor, with some interview, with competition, with school, but I do it, and yes, I'm alive, so.
You manage. How old are you now, Cynthia?
I have 28 years old.
28, yeah. Nice. 28, and you've already been a Belgian champion 5 times, yes, in your career.
Yes.
That's crazy, right?
Yes, it's really good because every Belgian championships, it's very different because, okay, you can have your shape or something like that, but it's really a big challenge every single day because yes, I have, in Belgium, we have a lot of good athletes. So, okay, I can be like the best, but in championship, everything can happen. So yes, I think every Belgian championship is very different. And for this year, I have also like a big goal. It's to be a Belgian championship, but not over 400, but over 200 meters because I like the distance so much. So wait and see.
Nice. So you're setting goals for yourself already.
Yes, 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 of course. I think like every year I try to put different goals to set. And not like a big goals because I think it's not just about a big goal or small goal or small goals, but it's just like the idea to have a goal to like you really want to achieve at the end of the year. And I think it's very important to have that.
Yeah, I think many people that really want to achieve something, mm-hmm. like set goals in advance.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Because they find it important to always keep that in the back of their minds.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I think it helps, like,
yes,
it helps perhaps during your training,
yes,
maybe, because you,
yes,
how many hours do you train a week?
I train like almost every day, except Sunday.
Almost every.
Thanks God. Except Sunday.
But Sunday's for church, right?
Yes. But I think like, 7 or 8 hours per week.
Seven or eight hours.
No,
and what
no,
does
no.
the training?
No, that's wrong. Because six, no, I think 14 or 15 hours per week.
Hours.
Yes.
per week. Yes. Okay. What does the training look like to you? Like, do you just run back and forward? Or?
No, every people say, oh, when you train for 400, like, you run every single day. No.
No.
No, that's wrong. No, about track and field, it's about, like, it's very different because you have to work on your muscles, like with some workout or something like that. Also, you have to run, but you have different kind of run session, like tempo. Mm-hmm. It's more like endurance, also sprint session. So for real, it depends on the prion that you have, because if you have some competition or not. And also, like, it's very different in the beginning of the season or at the end of season or on the middle of season. So for real, it's dependent. You have, like, different kind of training sessions, sprint, endurance, workouts, or another has, like, a core session or something like that.
Nice. Sounds very intense. I already get tired just listening to you.
But if you want, like, someday you can try.
Oh, well, you know, maybe I will. Maybe yes. One day I'll come and train with you.
Yes,
you'll probably see me like running behind you 2 or 3 miles.
Yes, you're welcome.
But I am welcome. Great. This is something I will remember. Well, I know that like 2020, you've experienced many setbacks. You've already mentioned like the coronavirus. How did you deal with that? Because you couldn't, you could not run, like not in a championship or not in a competition. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, the last year was very complicated to manage with it because first, it was just like with the confinement. I don't know if it's to say the good word
yeah.
In English, confinement. It's very complicated, but I think for the professional athlete, it was a little bit different because we had allowed to be able like to train outside or to do some competition. So it was a little bit different for us, but
okay,
very complicated because the last year the whole events were canceled, whole big event sports. Were concerned, so it was very complicated. Olympic Games, European Championships, and another big championship. So sometimes it was very complicated to have a goal for your training because it was like, okay, I'm training, but for what? Because everything is concerned. So
everything's closed.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah, it was complicated. It was complicated, but it was also very important to keep your mind and to keep train because, okay, it was completed, but you have another season to prepare. And yes, it was like not like an obligation, but like a little bit an obligation to...
Yeah, for yourself.
Yes, for yourself, yes.
Now, I know that you're also a person who is very vocal about societal issues, not just about athletics. And I know you talk a lot about, for example, sexism in the sports industry. Like, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with statements like, oh, you are very strong for a girl, or you can run so fast for a girl?
Yes.
Like, how do you deal with that?
I think I try to manage with it, but not with a lot of pressure on myself because I say, okay, we are in this kind of society. And also it's very important, like, the different mind change because in society, when you are a woman, sometimes it's very complicated to achieve your goal just because you are a woman, you know? And also in sports, I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I have this impression like it's always about your beauty, you know, because in sport, when you are a woman, okay, you can be like very fast, very talented. But if you have like considered like a little bit ugly or something like that, your chance to have some sponsor or something like that, it's very complicated, you know. So I think in sport, the sex scene, it's real. It's there because you have to be talented. You have to be very fast. You have to be like very strong and also to be very beautiful because with Instagram, with the social media, it's also about beauty when you are talking about sports women, you know? And it's not the same case for the men. For the men, if you are talented, you are just talented. That's all. But for the woman, you are also to be like very great and amazing in everything, you know, about beauty, about sport, when you are like a mom, also when you are like, I don't know, like a big chef or something like that. So sometimes you have a lot of pressure because it's like when you are a woman, you have to be perfect. But nobody
and
is
how
perfect.
Do you deal? How do you deal with? Yeah, exactly. Nobody's perfect. Yes. So how do you deal with that pressure?
But for real, it depends. Sometimes I'm very tired about that, and when I'm very tired, for me, my medication is going to sleep.
It just ignore the world.
No, for real, with the pressure, I don't know how I manage with this, but it's like, I don't know, it's a good question, but I don't know, because I think it's important to speak aloud about this, like, okay, we have a problem, but it's very also important to speak about it and not to ignore it, like, okay, everything is perfect or something like that. But sometimes you have just very tired to speak every single day about that, because you have to be focused on your goals, and your goals is like very big, about your competition, about your own goals, like for me, my study or something like that. So yeah, sometimes it's complicated.
It's tricky,
It's tricky, yes, that's true.
Because sometimes you just want to focus on the sports and then you have to deal with all those things.
Yes, that's true.
And I think, of course, you know, you're a woman of color, so you have to deal with sexism, but also with racism. And I know that you're very vocal about racism in the sports industry as well. Do you think that it's getting more difficult for women of color in sports, or is it getting easier?
I think it's getting easier, but we have a lot of improvement to do. And I think that's a fact. Mm. And we have to speak about that, because in this society, when you have a woman of color and also like Muslim woman or something like that, right, you have like a little bit different of the women of the society. I have this impression like you have also to prove what you have, what you do. And also, also like it's about to prove every single day. It's like, okay, you are, but it's not enough, you know? It's like it's never enough. And sometimes you are just tired because you know that like you have whole of capacity, whole of abilities about some works or about sport or something like that. But just like because you are like a woman of color or just Muslim woman or just like it's different conviction or something like that, it could be complicated, that's a fact. And about me, I try to manage with this, but I think I have a lot of change, or I'm a little bit blessed, because in track and field, it's a little bit different. It's not like a football or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like football.
It's not like football, because the public and also the mindset is very different. And I think it's very different because in track and field, there are not a lot of money, you know? So it's really about the love of the sport. It's really about passion. It's not just about money. So I think it's very different about that. And also in track and field, I think I didn't really have like a big problem about racism in track and field, but it's not just about myself. It's about the other women that they already had some problem with that, you know? So I think.
Have you never experienced it, racism
in when I was young. Yes. Like, also, like, if you are very fast, you are not fast because you work for that. You are fast because you are black, you know?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, terrible.
Like, it's just something you guys can do, right?
Me, yeah. Very simple, you know? Also, like, when you are speak, it's like some people try to speak with African accent just to be like you know, and you're just like, oh please.
That sounds terrible.
You're just like, oh, please, you know. Yes, like different sentences about racism, as you are just like, no, that's not true. No, please. That's a joke, please, you know.
Yes,
of course. And I think it's getting better, but it's getting better. But like I said,
but we still need
a lot of improvement about it. And it's not just about old generation; it's about the next generations. And it's very important to be focused about that.
Who are the people that influenced you in doing what you do today?
I think my family, like my mother, because she encouraged me every single day. My coach, like I said, because she's like my big sister. also my brothers, my lovely brothers, my friends also, because I have this change, like, to have the lovely friends that I love so much, for real. So big up. And also, I do like to read books about society, about sociology. And I think, like, Angela Davis inspired me.
Oh, I like, beautiful. Yes, yeah.
I like it so much. And I think she is right about everything, because we all have rights. And I think every people has the right to live freely, you know? And it's like, I have sometimes this impression, like, when some situation of people, it's like very mediatic, I don't know if it's a good word in English, like, a lot of mediatization, I don't know.
Yeah. we
forget, like, every movement are connected, you know, because we can't talk about Black Lives Matter without talking about Palestinian people, you know. We can't talk about a situation of women without talking about the world, about the refugees, you know, because for me, every woman, are connected, you know.
And
so for me, it's a no-brainer, you know, because if you are talking about freedom, you have to talk about Palestinian people, you have to talk about Black people, you have to talk about feminines, you know. It's just like, okay, my big fight is only about feminism, but about racism, but Palestinian people, it's not like I don't care, but it's not really connected, you know. No,
yeah, like, you know? It's not like I don't care, but it's just like I don't care enough. And all those struggles are so connected, and I think as women, sometimes even just between us women, we don't always understand each other's struggles. And it can be because you don't have the same skin color or religion or sexuality. But exactly, they are all connected. Yes, these struggles are all connected to each other.
They are all connected. And I think there's still a big problem in this society, you know, because sometimes we talk about feminism and after we have racism and not about Palestinian people or something like that. And we are just like, no, that's wrong. The old movement, the old struggles are connected, you know.
Yeah.
That's my vision.
You are very passionate about that vision. Like, you are really someone that cares about human rights. Mm-hmm. Has it always been like that?
Yes, I think. Because when I was young, I was, like, very sensitive about injustice or something like that. And also with my study, I read a lot of books, and I was just like, no, we have to change. We have to do something, you know? And Angela Davis said, and wait, I know this, you have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you do it all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And the sentence is just like, yes, you are right. And year after year, I'm trying to do the best for the society, but okay, just like a little bit, because I'm just like a human. I'm not superhero, but I try to do just something, just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and I really like that, because I think, of course, you're an athlete, but you also have a huge platform on social media. Do you find it important to use that platform also for human rights, to discuss human rights, for example?
Yes. I think social media is not just about influencer or to put a picture of yourself or some selfie to say like everything is beautiful or something like that. I think it's also very important to speak a lot about the big struggles of our society and to use the social media for that, you know, because social media is like the big media currently in the world, you know. So we have to use it. Okay, it's not just about the media, but I think it's the it a good beginning to launch some movement or to speak about some struggles, you know. So I think social media it's for real a good thing to speak about some children of our society.
Yeah, because I think many movements, you know, got a place because of social media. It's not like they wouldn't have existed without it, but they became, for example, more international or got a lot more attention because of those social media.
Yes, of course.
And I know that you were one of the people that was really rooting, like really supporting the Black Lives Matter movement here in Belgium. Mm-hmm. Do you find it difficult sometimes to find the balance between using your social media for your professional activities or your, like what you do for sports, and then also like for your activist activities? Because I know that some people struggle with that.
Yes, and yes, that's true. Your question is very good. Yes, because sometimes also you have like some sponsorship or collaboration, you know, and you have to put, and you have to put like some picture or some post about that. And so you have like a shadow of your Instagram, that's true. And you have to speak a lot about struggle of society, about your movement, that it's very important for you. And also like you know that for some people it will be a little bit tricky to speak about that, you know, because for some people it's just you are athlete and you have to speak only about sports, you know. And when you are speaking about Black Lives Matter, Palestinian people, something like that, when the subjects or the topics are a little bit sensitive or tricky, for some people it's very complicated to talking about that. So when you are an athlete, you are like, okay, I'm an athlete, but I'm also a human, you know, and if I can use like my social media or something like that, but I will do it, you know. But sometimes it's complicated also for your sponsor, you know, because you have like some collaboration and on collaboration because you are an athlete, not because you are an activist, you know.
So that can make it tricky.
Sometimes it's complicated.
But you have really strong principles, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Let's talk about the Olympics. So what were you doing? What were you doing when you heard the news that you were qualified for the Olympic Games?
Yeah, like I said, I was very, very happy about that because, because it will be my second Olympic Games because I was there in 2016, so in Rio, in 5 years ago. Wow, time flies. It was my first Olympic Games and it was really, really good and really good experience. But about sport, it was very complicated because my waist was just like catastrophic. I don't know if it's good in English, but it was just very, very bad. Very, very bad. So after that, I was like crying every single day about my waist. I was like, oh, it's very complicated to be a professional athlete. I was like, for real, like a little bit depressed. But for this year, yes, I'm very happy about that. But also, it's not like I have a pressure, but I don't know. I don't know. Yes, it's like, not I have pressure, but it's complicated to say that. It's like, I'm very happy about that. But you know, about Olympic Games, it's also a big event.
It gives you stress.
Yes, a lot
of stress.
Yes,
I can imagine. Yeah,
because you have to be your best like version of yourself in Olympic Games, but also you have a top athlete like very, very strong, and you want to be like at the same level. But it's like okay, yeah. Sometimes it's complicated, but I try to be focused on my goal, and because the first step are done, like I'm qualified for the Olympic Games, and for real, I pray God, like in these Olympics, I will do my best and like to have any regrets.
Do you have like any rituals or something that you do before a competition?
Good question. Me, it's music. Yes,
music.
Yes,
okay,
music for me. It's my big love.
And which song can give you like the right the right
me,
motivation?
It's the French rap, like Medine. I don't know if you know Medine.
No, I don't. Wow, I don't.
Oh, gosh. It's a big mistake.
I'm missing out.
Yes, Medine is like, for me, the best rapper ever in French with another rappers like Youssoupha or Kerry James. And before competition, for me, it's like, yes, it's listening to music and mostly French rap because it's very strong and also
it gets you like hyped up already.
And also like
I can imagine.
And also like the song, like it's very engaged about society. So it's all what I love. So yes.
It gives you something to fight for.
Yes,
like,
yes, that's
even
true.
In that moment.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, I love it. So we can all imagine that right before you will start running at the Olympic Games, you will have some kind of a French rap in your in your ears, ready to get you hyped.
Yes, you have to discover him. It's very, very talented.
Oh, I'm going to check him out right after this recording. Yes. I promise. You made me very curious now.
Give me some news about it.
I will. So, what are you most proud of? What is your achievement that you are most proud of?
I love your question. For real, it's maybe it could be a little bit strange, but my big improvement for this year, it's like to be able to speak English with you in interview for real. Yes, because in one year ago, it was like very complicated for me. It wasn't impossible for me to speak English with anybody or to speak English well. Okay, I know that my accent is very bad. And like I have
to... have a beautiful accent.
And I have to...
A beautiful accent.
And I have to do a big improvement. But for real, I'm very proud of myself because for me, it was just like I was so shy to speak English with somebody because...
Oh, but...
You know, because like,
that makes it so special. That makes it so special for me that you're here to do this interview in English.
Yes, because for me, it was like, if I speak English, I will make a lot of mistakes or something like that. So it was, for me, very, very complicated to speak English. So I'm very proud of myself because when you send me the invitation, I was like, I don't know if I will be able to do that or something like that, but it's my big goal of the year. It will be.
Oh, I'm so happy that I could be part of that big goal.
Yes, for me to be able to speak English about different topic, and I do that. So for real, I'm very proud of myself, and I also hope that in 1 year or 2 years, I will be like very comfortable in English.
Then I'm going to invite you again then, like in
2 years. Yeah, thank you so much.
Just to give you that extra boost.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for real, it's my...
You know, we will put on some French rap in the background, get you all hyped up.
So for me, it's my big, big improvement of the year, and I'm very, very proud of myself for that.
Nice. I'm very proud of you as well.
Thank you so
really.
Much.
I find it awesome. I have one final question for you.
Of course.
Cynthia, do you consider yourself successful?
Wow, good question. Why, yeah. So difficult. I don't know. It's complicated because... I want to say yes, because this year I achieved a lot of my goals about 3D, about English, about track and field. But I think it's not enough, you know. Sometimes you realize something weird, but you are like, okay, I can do better, you know. And so I want to say yes, just for myself, and because I'm proud of myself, and because every single day I say to myself, like, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything. It's my big motto of the day. So I want to say yes, but also I want to say, like, I'm not done, you know. I have to continue to do, like, some improvement about myself, about my goals, and maybe in 1 or 2 years, I will say like aloud, okay, I'm a successful person, but at the moment I want to say yes, but just a small yes and my big goals. And
a small yes.
A small yes. But maybe in 1 year or 2 years, I will say and I will speak aloud like
a big yes.
Big yes, you know.
Okay, I love it. I love your reply. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for this interview.
Yes.
You have to know when you are running on the Olympics, I'm going to be there rooting for you to bring home a medal. Thank you so much for doing this interview. Even though you were a little unsure about your English, I really loved talking to you. I love your energy and I hope to talk again when you get back.
Yeah, thank you so much for Will. Thank you so much for having me. I love this kind of interview. So thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This was What's Sabil, a podcast in collaboration with Zalando. Thanks for listening. Did you find this episode interesting? If so, be sure to leave a review or send us a message on Instagram @WhatSabil Podcast. See you next week for another episode of What's Sabil.